to the Gulf of Mexico, Alex could be slamming into that oil leak. What a disaster that might prove to be. Speaking of disaster, sadly, it struck the Americans as the Cinderella run is over for Team USA. No World Cup to be had in the near future. Anyway, we're going to have to wait for another 4 years. We'll have the details coming up this hour. At the end of the hour, when we go to sports shorts. If you pulled up this weekend to fill up, you might have paid a few cents more for gasoline. Do you keep track of that kind of stuff? Most of us are kind of oblivious unless it's really high. Or if you are the kind of person who likes to shop around. So you don't go to the convenient gas station down the street, because if you just go 1 mile further, you can save, you know, 8 cents. So you go in that direction instead. Here's the big bad news. I think the price of gasoline is up at least a nickel in the last couple of weeks, and it's going to continue to rise. This is a normal thing that happens this time of year, but if things get worse with the oil spill, it would only be a natural cause and effect that you'll see the price of gasoline get jacked up. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those spots in between. You're invited to the conversation, left, right, or even the gray areas. We don't care. 800-259-5791. That's the number to jingle should you feel moved. 800-259-5791. So we start with politics first. One quick note, there was the big bad G20 going on in Toronto. You had world leaders that were there to talk about a plethora of things, including money. Who's got the money and who is struggling to stay afloat as a country? Well, the answer to that question is a lot of countries are trying not to end up in the situation that Greece is in, where the people are irate, don't want to take less for their jobs, don't want to have to pay a value-added tax because of other mistakes that they had nothing to do with, and don't want to see their islands leased or sold off, because there's 6,000 islands in Greece, and it is true, a lot of it can be leased off or even maybe sold off. That's the beauty of Greece. But when you're desperate, desperate times call for desperate measures. If you don't know that story about the Greek islands, check out my blog, go to americatonight.net. I did a story on it over the weekend. And over the weekend, it was all about the G20. So the president, our president, leaves the G20 saying he feels pretty good about some of the things that happened, including the pledge by world leaders to have the deficits, to everybody have their deficit. So nobody has to pick up for the other person, and things can get back on track in not just the United States, but a lot of different countries. And what is the timeline for this? 2013. Do you think our economy will be turned around in 2 years? Do you think our $13 trillion deficit will be halved by 2013? Oh, I like fairy book endings. I do. I like fairy tales that have that great ending at the end, but I don't think so. I think in 2 years we'll be lucky if a little bit of a chunk of that is off. In the direction we're going, with the possibility of a double dip recession, rather, and the other shoe to drop in the housing market, because there's still so many people underwater that's not being talked about, and frankly, people who need a bailout, then this financial reform that's all over the board. I don't think in the United States that we will have that deficit by 2013. In fact, in big bold letters in my little trusty notebook, I wrote down this date, and we'll see. We'll compare 2 years from now, but the things that would have to happen, I don't believe will happen. How about Kagan and the court? It's a curious subject that's kind of gone away because of the oil spill, because of Arizona and the new immigration law, the problems at the border, and a couple of other things that are knocking it off the front pages, let's say. But it's very big because you're talking about another Supreme Court nominee, a job you can't lose. And the latest name in the nominee, as all of you know, is this woman named Elena Kagan. And there are plenty of people that will stick up for this woman and say she's the right person for the job, and who cares that she doesn't have the legal background? She was never a judge. But can she navigate through the tricky government policies that the Supreme Court will weigh in on and continue to weigh in on, like abortion? She was the first female dean of Harvard Law School. I've talked about that before. She's 50 years old, so she'd be there for a long time, as long as her health was good. So now she's going up before the Senate and says she's ready to be grilled on the Hill. The Senate Judiciary Committee begins hearings on Monday on the nomination. And a lot of people anticipate she's going to be confirmed before the Senate's August recess as the youngest justice yet. So here's what a couple of senators had to say with two different points of view. First, Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican from Alabama, and Senator Patrick Leahy, as you know, a Democrat from Vermont. This is Senator Sessions first, then Leahy.
She just is not the kind of nominee you would normally expect to have. Of course, never been a judge. And so this raises questions because her political instincts have been strong.
You're going to see a brilliant woman, a brilliant legal mind, and you're going to see somebody who's going to be the 112th Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, so here's my question. Is she too inexperienced? Is she too radical to be on the Supreme Court? Or is she just right? Is it better to have somebody that doesn't have that judicial experience, that wasn't a judge, somebody who brings a different perspective to that job? And is there anything, when you look at it on the surface, when you're talking about what the qualifications are to be a Supreme Court justice? I'll say it again. This is a lifetime appointment. So there's no change in the winds. Oh, well, we can make a change here. No, there's no change. This is it. It's a legacy thing for any president, but she's never been a judge, and now she would be getting her experience right at the tippy top of the pyramid. So she can rule on things that affect all of us. We have three branches of government, and it's a serious thing to be a Supreme Court justice because you affect the laws, ultimately, upholding it, throwing it out, changing the course of history. You can say there are things that the Supreme Court justices have ruled on that have absolutely changed history. So where do you fall on this? We're going to be talking about this all this week at some point in the shows. Is she one of the more qualified? Is she not qualified? Does she fall in between? Is she just another person who falls into the Obama posse and so she looked good? Is she intelligent? Is she pragmatic? Is she diverse? Now, there's a lot of different things that you could throw up as criteria for a Supreme Court judge. 800-259-5791. We've just scratched the surface. Meet you on the flip side.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2222. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Blunders of the day in our next segment. We have actually two of them instead of just one. How about this? 18 million people watched the World Cup game, this past one, in the U.S. 18 million. Some pretty big ratings, unfortunately. Not beating Ghana. We have all the details coming up in sports shorts at the end of the hour. But that's a 48% increase from 2006. So I wonder why the interest was bigger this time around. Because the headlines were bigger, meaning more people were talking about it. Because the team, there was more of a buzz over the team, or has nothing to do with it. Has to do with American pride. I think it could be just a combination of those two things, possibly. I was talking about Elena Kagan and the fact that that Senate judiciary process kicks in on Monday, and it'll be a big deal. There'll be a lot of conversation about the qualifications of the Supreme Court judge. While we're talking about that, the Supreme Court is going to decide on corporate law and gun, and that gun case that we've been talking about. So they end up with some pretty big things on their plate. And if you look at where the votes normally fall, I think that, you wouldn't be necessarily surprised by the outcomes in either one of these cases, but the court could strike down a key part of the 2002 corporate reform law and actually extend gun rights in the U.S. when they issue their final rulings of the term, because this is it. And these are two eagerly, to say the least, eagerly awaited rulings. The constitutionality of a national board that polices auditors of public companies. That's what it is in a nutshell, if that makes any sense. And then the other one's very simple to understand, whether gun rights extend to every state and city in the nation. So this is it. Monday is the last day of the term. And it's the last time retiring Justice John Paul Stevens takes the bench. And the Kagan stuff kicks in on Monday. The confirmation, or not to be confirmed, but the Obama nominee steps into the fire Let's call it that. The corporate America thing is big because how corporate America is what we'll call audited, and one of these key provisions, Sarbanes-Oxley, is that corporate reform law that was picked up in 2002. That was done because of Enron and WorldCom and the scandals that ensued because of the phony books, the hot books. So if the Supreme Court strikes down the board, the ruling would put massive pressure on our Congress to look at the law. And then there might be some changes in the reporting duties of companies, what they have to disclose. And that's pretty big, but you got to think of the anti-corporate sentiment that's flying around. So the ruling could possibly mean a broad change in the law by Congress. It means that they'll have so many laws when you're talking about corporate reform and how it's governed and all that other sort of stuff. I mean, you could have red tape that you could wrap around Washington probably 10 different times. And in the gun case, it's much easier to understand because it's pretty black and white, I think. Gun control advocates expect the Supreme Court to strike down the 28-year-old handgun ban in Chicago. They do. They also expect the court to extend the 2008 ruling that individual Americans have a constitutional right to own guns and extend it to all the cities and states. So a lot of anti-gun people are on edge and upset by the possibility of what the challenges could be with the state and local gun laws. And even the Brady Center, I think a couple of weeks ago, released a statement saying this decision is going to be used by the gun lobby to challenge all kinds of laws. And with most exceptions, the challenges will probably fail. So what does that exactly mean? It goes back to the same thing. I think people have a right to defend themselves. And I believe if you look at what's happened in England, if you look at some other prime examples of it, why is it really such a bad idea for people to own guns? Because the statistics just don't bear it out. I mean, if the statistics were incredibly overwhelming, I mean, if it was Bloody Sunday in America and it was the Wild West and innocent people were just gunned down, I get it. And I get why it's such a sensitive issue. There's no question about that. But when you look at our Constitution and you look at the reason why it was put in there, why was that put in there? There's a very specific reason. Because the British took away guns because of some of the things that happened in Boston, for example, way back when in the 1700s. And the fights that ensued and the battle for freedom and the idea that you should be able to protect yourself. And you look at some of the more restrictive handgun laws in the United States, and they are in D.C. and in Chicago, but they also have some of the highest rates of handgun violence, too. So how does that statistic work to what the Brady Center would want you to feel or think about it? The Constitution clearly defines what it means. And the federal government that hold not infringe on the rights mentioned in the Bill of Rights, I certainly take to heart, and I know many of you do too, to let the Constitution completely drift off and to try to rework it, I think is a dangerous thing. A dangerous thing. And I'll reiterate what I said because I guarantee I'll get a flood of letters and I'm cool with that. AmericaTonight.net. I do not believe that any of the statistics that I have read bear out that handguns or guns overwhelmingly are responsible for what has happened in the United States in XYZ crimes. the people that have guns, the people that have been able to defend themselves, if anything. If someone breaks into your house, what do you do? Fall to the ground, plead for mercy, oh, please don't do anything, take everything, and then proceed to get pistol-whipped or shot in the head. And I know too many examples of this happening, and I see how the laws have hindered so many people in so many places. You look at Chicago, could it be any worse in Chicago, the amount of violence that they're seeing? And you're talking about a very strict law, as I said, one of the strictest laws on handguns. So to me, that's pretty clear what's going to happen there. But then what happens and how that's manipulated in other parts of the country when it comes to cities and towns, I think there may be challenges, but most of those challenges won't amount to much. It's just a question of where you live and whether or not, whether you can have the concealed weapon or what your fate is when it comes to wanting to carry a gun. And if somebody uses the gun properly, if somebody knows how to use it, if somebody has to get the permit for it, if they do what's necessary, if they're willing to do what's necessary, I mean, I think there should be gun checks. I don't think that just anybody should be able to walk into a gun show and get a gun, because that could be dangerous. But why not? If you are uniquely qualified, and not uniquely, I mean, if you can use the gun and you go and you do what you have to do on the range and everything else, it is your constitutional right, I think, to carry a weapon. I do. To have a weapon, to have a concealed weapon. And I do not believe the statistics in any way, shape, or form, no one's ever been able to prove that to me, bear out anything different. Coming up, we're going to talk about the blunders of the day. What are the blunders of the day? And then there's this bombshell from the CIA's leader, Leon Panetta, who says, you know, all this about Iran and waiting to see how much uranium they have, I have news for you. They have at least enough, by the information that we have, for two bombs. For two bombs. The thing is, it might take them 2 years to build the bomb. 800-259-5791. Ooh, it's the start of another work week.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right. Hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclog.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate, good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Guns and a big ruling coming up by the Supreme Court. If we look at other countries like England, the Prevention of Crime Act, they passed that like in the 50s. There's where they talk about the carrying of an offensive weapon, and that means knives too, without lawful authority or reasonable excuse. So a person couldn't carry a knife around with them for self-defense or a gun. It's not, you can't do it in England. It's boom, that's it. That's English law. And modern law exists only to curtail pretty much some of the actions that are deemed illegal for the common good. So in England, we know what it is. You can't, unless you're carrying firearms, you would have to be somebody like a police officer in Great Britain, and they don't even carry firearms except for national ports of entry they do, or they might carry a side baton, or a side weapon maybe, but not usually. They usually don't do that. So they're a lot different than what we think, I believe, should happen in the United States. If you look at a couple of other countries like Mexico, in Mexico, did you know this? They can carry a weapon, or they can have a weapon in their house anyway, within their house somewhere for safety and what their government calls legitimate defense, except for if the kind of weapon was forbidden by the law and reserved just for army or militia or National Guard or, you know, whatever, but they have the right to have a gun in their homes in case somebody tries to break in case some of those, all those Americans who are fleeing the country to find a place to work and make a living someplace else because their jobs aren't there anymore, fleeing across the border illegally. Let's go to Izzy, who's listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
To appoint her to the Supreme Court would be a travesty of justice, inasmuch as She has no interaction in the courtrooms, which to me is a huge negative. Plus, with all of her very progressive liberal ideas, she has gone to be making case law. And for folks who don't know what that really is, case law basically has superseded a lot of our laws that are penal laws and civil laws today, because after an when you get a Supreme Court decision, mm-hmm. that then becomes law,
right,
instead of what's in the law books. And I find that a very dangerous situation to put her in there.
I do too. For that reason, you're absolutely right. That's what I was saying earlier, that the Supreme Court has rippling effects across the country, the rulings that are made, because that's the law. That's what's often quoted in courtrooms, according to the Supreme Court in the decision in X versus X. Here's what the Supreme Court ruled. So when Kagan was a U.S. Supreme Court law clerk back in the 80s, she definitely, in the gun case, she was not sympathetic toward gun rights.
No. And you were talking about Chicago. Well, a weekend ago, they had 44 shootings. And we're talking about a city that disallows their citizens, I mean, they're decent, law-abiding citizens, to have even home protection weapons.
That's right.
They had 44 shootings, 14 of which, the last time I read, died or were dead on the scene. And most of all those shootings, and I know where the areas were because I got tired of reading the different articles, but most of them were all down in the ghetto areas.
Yep. All right. We lost Izzy. Sorry, Izzy. We had a bad connection there. But we know what you were getting to. Thanks for the statistics. That was my point. The tough ban that they have in Chicago where you can't even have a gun in your house. And what has it done for Illinois, but what has it done for the city of Chicago itself? Tom is listening to us in Texas. Hey, Tom.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real good there. You know how I feel, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that you should have the right to bear arms, and it's all about the Constitution. That's our Second Amendment, right?
There you go. I think that England's crime rate, they say, has increased 500% since they took weapons away from people.
Right.
I think the United States crime rate has dropped anywhere, depending on where you check, anywhere from 5% to probably 30%, depending on which area you check, But there's two things a woman should always have in her possession. That's a weapon and a cell phone.
Right. So you're saying to fend off attacks, like if you're driving in a car and you break down in an isolated area, who knows what happens?
Exactly. You know, I mean, I don't care what kind of rule they make. You know, I probably won't abide by it anyway.
I like that.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to do what the Constitution says, and if they don't like it, well, they can just lump it. You know, I really don't care.
I think in Texas you're pretty safe with the concealed weapons, you know, with the laws that the carry, the concealed and carry. I think you're, Tom, pretty safe in Texas that's not going to flip. But in some of the other states where they'd like to see it flip, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, in Texas, you know, we have what's called an out-of-county law. If you're going to be out of your county overnight, you have the right to have a weapon in your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, that's, you know how I feel about that. We're heavily armed and easily agitated. But now I want to talk about the oil. You know, I don't believe there's 100,000 barrels coming out of that pipe.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, but, you know, if you had 100,000 barrels, just figure it out in 24 hours, man. That oil is not going to come out of that pipe all cloudy. It's going to come out of there shooting in a stream of hard black oil. Plus, if you had 100,000 oils a day, let's just try to figure that out. Now,
okay.
They have 50-foot trailers behind 18-wheelers, so you could put about 26 to 28 barrels in those. That would take probably 3,500 trucks a day to load it. The line would be over 500 miles long. I don't think there's that much coming out of there. I really don't.
So you think it's closer to like 25,000 maybe?
I think it's a lot less, because when you see the pictures are the pictures they show us that say that we're seeing what's happening. Don't really know, you know. It's like everything else. You're not there to count it. You don't know what the hell's really happening.
Sure.
But it's awful cloudy. And what I'm saying is that if 100,000 barrels a day are coming out, there's 24 hours in a day, that's a lot of oil every hour. It's not going to be cloudy. I think it's going to be a steady black stream of liquid. I don't know, man. I've just that's just what I think.
I think it's part of because what it happened to the well is part of what's kicking up from the ocean floor is what I thought. But you're right. There's no measurable way. They were taking these sensors and trying to figure it out. So, and to your point, Tom, you're right. All right, here's a picture of the leak. They could just have it on a loop and be running it over and over and over again for all we know.
Exactly.
We don't know that. You're right. We don't know that. If I'm British Petroleum and I say, I'm going to give you a live feed, I could put whatever I want up there. Right. And you're right. You make a good point. We don't know. That's part of the problem. We have no clue how much is being dumped in there. Is it less? Is it more? What is it? What's the combination? And how are they figuring out? Why aren't they capping this? Why can't they figure out with all these big brains in this country, nobody can figure out how to cap it completely?
Well, just figure this. If the average state's going to get royalties like the average human does, and on this well out here I get 6%, so if their oil's $70 a barrel, that means they're getting what? $4 and something.
Yep.
A barrel. So
yep.
They're losing 100,000 barrels a day. That's $500,000.
Yeah, and they say they are losing a lot of money.
Well, I just the consistency of the oil that they're showing us, in my eyes, does not compute to a steady stream of 100,000 barrels of oil shooting out of that at tremendous pressure all day long. I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Tom. Thanks, and I'll throw that out. Does everybody agree with Tom? I agree that there's confusion as to how much is being thrown out there. Quickly, let's head to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, if you just look at Helena Kagan's educational background and the fact that she come from unfortunately, I'm going to say this, and it's going to upset some people, her hard-left Jewish parents, it's not surprising of her stance on gun control. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Your last call and the call before were correct. They do not want the people to be able to have arms. There's a couple of books. One is called Nation of Cowards. You should read, and one by Joyce Lee Malcolm that discusses the history of the Second Amendment. But it also comes down to we should have the exact same type of arms that the military has. Now, where I'm going with this, and people are going to say, are you that crazy? Would you fire on the military and police only if they were instituted in order to subjugate us as a people, which is exactly what this administration and previous administrations that led up to it, by the usurpations of our liberties as they're going along. So she's just another cog in the Marxist wheel that this guy belongs to. So she should not be appointed to the court.
I agree with that, Mark. I don't think she would be a good Supreme Court justice, but I think that there's a big group of us that are in the minority. There will be some dissension, but I still think she flies through that process and she does become the next Supreme Court justice. Hang through, everybody. We got sports shorts next, plus, yeah, the blunders of the day.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our power clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here's Kevin Prince Boateng attacking on this side and scoring. The U.S. concede early again. It's Kevin Prince Boateng who gets his first goal ever for Ghana. And what a time to strike.
Bounce for the American defence to deal with. And Asamoah Gyan has scored! A wonderful volley goal, yet another one from the danger striker. And the USA are in trouble again.
That's a love. That's depressing. 18 million plus, I think a little more, watch the World Cup. Everybody getting sucked into that American pride, even if they didn't care or know anything about soccer. I put my vuvuzela in the closet. I was so sad after that loss. Oh, I even crawled out to a pub just to see part of that game because I wanted to be with a bunch of people, and we were, and unfortunately it didn't go our way, Team USA's way. 2-1 was the final. I've been saying that throughout the show. Ghana moved on, and then that was it. But let's just stick with the Americans. The Americans pretty much gave up control of the match from the beginning, and they were chasing again, just like they had in their previous matches, like Algeria and Slovenia. Would there be another one of these exciting finishes for Team USA? And it turned out to be an exciting finish for the team from Ghana, not for Team USA. Part of the problem was some lineup changes. I think, Matt, you agree with me. One that I saw, and I'll let Matt tell you what he thought, Ricardo Clark gave up the main turnover on Ghana's opening goal, so that was a big blunder. And they just seemed a little bit out of sync. And then once Ghana scored in the extra time, the Americans were not, in the minutes that were there left on the clock, and there was a bunch, there was no way that they just could not seem to get in sync and get it together to be able to score a goal. They had a couple of good chances, but they weren't able to do it. What did you see from that game?
It was a very entertaining game, but at the same time, putting Clark in the lineup instead of Adu was a big mistake, I think, by Bradley, because what it did is, one, Clark is the one who let up the goal to England originally, too, and it's just, he's a young player. It just kind of seemed like he was a little awestruck by the moment of being in the World Cup. And so then he got a yellow card, so he had to pretty much take him out. Otherwise, they would have been down to 10 players. And I think having to do that, it really kind of just disrupted the flow of the game. And it just, I don't know, they didn't have the subs at the end of the game. Not having Adu in the lineup, not being able to put in another midfielder later in the game, put Dempsey up to a forward. Starting Findlay, I think, was a bad idea as well. Mm. He probably should have started Gomez. It's just a lot of things that happened to the U.S. team where they weren't playing with a full deck of cards this game.
No, and it wasn't just about the two players even that we mentioned. You mentioned Findlay, I mentioned Clark, and you talked about Clark a little bit. They just didn't have that effectiveness that they did. But, boy, Ghana did. Ghana seemed like they had a lot of energy in this game and in this past game on Saturday, and it showed because ultimately they won. And, unfortunately, if just things had been a little bit different, maybe, perhaps, if there had been something creative that had been thrown in at the end, I don't know, that would have, if there could have been somewhere the great equalizer, I guess is what I'm looking for. But unfortunately for Bradley and the team, they just couldn't do it. They couldn't muster that up again, and it's another loss to Ghana because that happened before. It's another missed opportunity to make it deeper in the World Cup. And while all of our cups could have been running over with joy, unfortunately, it really took the sting out of the weekend. It did. It really did that, and that's too bad. So we'll have to wait till next time, but a lot of these players naturally will not be playing together, and that's the difference. And they had that team that seemed like they were invincible. Matt, did you think that? I mean, it was a good team when you looked at especially a couple of those games, the games that I mentioned, and sadly a lot of them won't play together again.
Yeah, I think another thing that we didn't bring up yet is the fact that Onyewu and Charlie Davies were not on the squad that was if those two guys were on the team that made the run in 2009 in the CONFED Cup where we lost to Brazil 3-2. And they actually they're two very important players. And Onyewu, he hasn't played. He tore his pectoral muscle, I think it was last November, and hasn't really played that much. So he was out of shape, couldn't play. He tried to go in the first game, and he couldn't get it done. Not having him and not having Charlie Davies, he's an incredible dynamic forward who works really well with El Tador. And we just never had a replacement for those two guys. And that's what really hurt us.
Yeah, and so now there will be a cycling of different players. Who knows who the coach is going to be? Bradley hasn't said whether he says he's going to take time to decide on what's going to happen. So maybe he's back, maybe he's not back. It's kind of unclear. Because you got to go for those 4 years. His contract is out in December. It was kind of a mixed message when he was asked whether he would want to remain or not. He didn't really address it. He didn't really say anything. That he just said that he likes new challenges. He said that a couple of times in some interviews that I saw. So I'm thinking he may skip out on this. He might not, he might not do that. And he was pretty emotional when he was talking about his son, who certainly was one of the better players at that tournament. Clearly, he was an excellent player. But who do you blame for the U.S. ending the run at the World Cup? Is it Bob Bradley because he's the one who sets the lineup? Is it Ricardo Clark for the dunderhead move and looking like a deer in the headlights when he needed to be focused on what he was doing? Or was it's just a question that, hey, Ghana was better. The U.S. didn't have any more gas, and It was exciting, but they sail on one more time. All right, we're going to sail on to something else, and that's the blunders, and I call them blunders of the day. And let me give you the first one. The first one is, did you hear the story about this? I don't think we brought it up last week, but the story about the six-year-old girl in Ohio who, her name's Alyssa Thomas. She was going with her family from Cleveland to Minneapolis, and they pulled the family aside. And why did they pull the family aside? Well, because she's on the no-fly list. The six-year-old girl is on the no-fly list. They asked Mrs. Thomas, being those at the gate, about the daughter, and she says, my daughter can be mean to her sister, but that's it. She's 6 years old, and she's on the terror watch list. This is this list that's supposed to protect us all because the bad guys are on the list and we really enforce this. So sure, yeah, everybody's human. There can be mistakes and people can end up on lists. But here's the crazy part of this and why it truly is a blunder. She ends up on the watch list. The parents clear it up and say, listen, this is our six-year-old daughter. What are you talking about? Okay, well, finally, you can go on the plane, but you better get in touch with Homeland Security when you get back from your trip. They're shocked. They get in touch with Homeland Security, then get a letter back eventually saying your daughter remains on the no-fly list. So now they have to have an attorney, and they have to file an appeal. Why is this six-year-old Ohio girl on the no-fly list? And the answer is for no apparent reason other than one big screw-up. So that is one of the blunders of the day. The second blunder of the day has to be, what is CNN thinking? And why do I ask this question? They're the also-ran network. So they've got this 8 p.m. time slot that doesn't stick with anybody, and they switch people so quickly. Now they're going with Elliot Spitzer. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, click on Features and go to my blunders, and you'll see the story. But this, it was just, what, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, he was a punchline to how many jokes for almost a year. The former governor, Elliot Spitzer of New York, hooked up with Kathleen Parker, and the two of them are going to do the next 8 p.m. show, kind of like Let's Visit Crossfire again from 20 years ago, and fire this puppy up and see if it'll work, because it used to work way back in the day. And Spitzer, come on, they can't do better than Spitzer. What is so great about Elliot Spitzer on the air? I don't get it. To me, he's just client number 9.